Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Eliza. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over there, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those who are listening, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that on this blessed day that you have blessed us to assemble together again in Jesus' name. And you have given us this opportunity to come together in the word and the message that you desire for the people to know today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity to deliver your word, and I ask that your spirit will be upon me, cover and protect me, my wife and kids, in the blood of Jesus, and everyone that's listening. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your presence being with us in the blessing that should go forth to the ears that will hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Excuse me. The title of this message today is The Child and Children of Vermont and the UK. The Child and Children of Vermont and the UK. I'm going to read two reports. One coming out of the state of Vermont here in the United States, and one coming out of the UK or New England, the other country. And the theme of this, and I did a broadcast 2 or 3 days ago, people, I pray that you hear this, and I'm going to come with some scriptures that came to me, but I want you to understand something. They're trying to come or get to you through your children. Now, and when I say that, I'm not trying to raise up some renegade Christians, but I'm here to show you the agenda of the enemy working through man. And it wouldn't just stop at homosexuality. Now we're dealing with the transgender issue. And hallelujah. And the thing of this is, people, that especially to those of you that are listening that are Christians, you need to really pray for your children that go to school. Because the school system, Satan has manipulated the school system and working through man to get the acceptance of abomination in the schools. Okay. They look at, well, we couldn't get some of the Christian parents straight off this way, so we'll come at their kids. And now in the school system, where that prayer was taken out of school and some of the true things of God taken out of school and now was put into school, is the things that are not of God to lead our children astray. To you parents that's listening, God, Almighty God, has put you in authority over your kids. And some of you, and I hate to say it, as even some Christians, you're not paying no attention to what's going on. And you start to look at little Susie and little Johnny, and you start to notice they start to act a little funny. And all you've been doing is brushing it off. Well, The Lord has been sending this warning. You know, the Lord had let me know, even in this country, he had been sending his true servants to give the warning out to the people in this nation. And many of the people, either they had mocked them, attacked them, or just turned a deaf ear to them. And sad to say, some of them are professing believers. People, this is highly serious. Highly serious. Now, the first one I want to read to you, and I want you to hear this, because this is serious. This is very serious. And the title of this first article, Mid-Vermont Christian School Banned After Forfeiting to Team with Trans Player. Okay? Hallelujah. I want to read to you this article, and it actually, hallelujah. Talks about this high school Christian school in Vermont, girls basketball team, I believe that's what they were. And I want to read to you, actually, here's the overall title of it. And it had another title, Mid-Vermont School of it, but it's girls basketball team banned from competing after forfeiting to team with trans player. Okay, now, let me read to you. And this is supposed to be a Christian school that has been banned. It says, a Vermont high school has been banned from participating in state athletics after its girls hoops team forfeited a playoff game against a team with a trans player, okay? Mid-Vermont Christian School declined to play Long Trail in a February the 21st Division IV playoff basketball game because the school believed that playing a team with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players, officials told Valley News. On Monday, the Vermont Principals Association, which governs high school athletics in the state, announced in a statement that it had ruled that the private religious school had violated its policies on commitment to racial, gender fair, and disability awareness and on gender, in quotation marks, identity. The officials made an immediate determination that the White River Junction K-12 school and its 94 students would be ineligible for state-sanctioned activities and tournaments going forward, the release said. Okay? VPA policies prohibit discrimination and or harassment of students on school property or as school functions by students or employees, officials wrote. Now, hallelujah. It says the prohibition against discrimination includes discrimination based on a student's actual or perceived sex and gender. In a statement to the Post, Mid-Vermont Christian School head of school, Vicky Fogg, said the school was disappointed with the ruling and planned to appeal. Counseling our membership is not a solution and does nothing to deal with the very real issue of safety and fairness facing women's sports in our beloved state, Fogg wrote. We urge the VPA to reconsider its policies and balance the rights of every athlete in the state. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports set a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general, she told the local outlet. The Long Trail Mountain Lions have reportedly played 20 regular season games without incident before the Eagles refused to play them in protest. The conflict underscored a nationwide reckoning with the rights of young trans athletes and the debate over whether it is fair to allow biological boys to compete against girls. 18 U.S. state legislators have recently banned the practice, according to Movement Advancement Project and State Athletic Association in 25 states have issued their own bans on restrictions recorded according to Trans Athlete. Vermont is one of only 10 states in the country where the State Athletic Association has friendly guidance on the issue of the inclusion of transgender and non-binary high school students, according to the site. Now, so basically, this Christian, from what I understand, this Christian high school in the playoff playing basketball and find out the team they're going to play has a transgender on the team, okay? Now, I commend them for standing, okay? Because here's the thing on this. Now, it already started with homosexuality. Now you got transgenders. You got boys that's born a male and talk about I'm really a woman. And so they dress up like a woman. And some of them, to the extent, call themselves getting surgical or something like a woman, but you still are made a boy or a man. Now, I want to read a scripture to you. And I want to come from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24. And I ask that you listen to this real clearly, okay? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24, and I want to, hallelujah, explain something to you here, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24 in your Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24, and it said, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. Now, I want you to understand this. Here, he said, God hath tempered the body. Okay? And that word temper in the original Greek word means to assimilate, or he has mingled it together or put it together, okay? First of all, what the Apostle Paul was talking about in the scripture here was the body of Christ. That's the first thing we understand that Paul is saying. But also, this can be applied to the Lord dealing with the physical body, because when you look up the word body here in this verse in the original Greek, it does mean body, literally or figuratively, okay? So first of all, from the topic in this scripture here, we know that first of all, he was talking about the body of Christ. But also, what makes this statement also true is that he tempered or put together also the physical body. You understand that? Hallelujah. Let's go. Okay, go to Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 27. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Now watch this, okay? It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So if God created, which the word has told us, male and a female, that means he created the body that will be recognized as a male and the body that will be recognized as a female. So God is not accepting anyone who is taking their body and trying to make it something that he did not create it to be. You follow what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory, our sister Holy Ghost. He's not gonna take that, people. Listen. We're coming with the word of God here. This is not the word of Brother Nate. This is the word of God. God temper or assimilate the body together. So when he said man, he had a body prepared for a man, okay, that would recognize him to be a man. These people, and now see, once again, first it was starting with the grown-ups, talking about I'm a man trapping a woman's body or a woman trapping a man's body, okay? Now it is spread down to the kids.
And now if the kid get up and say, you know, I just don't feel that I'm being real to myself. Now, this can be a boy saying this and say, I just feel inside that, you know, I really should be more of a girl. And you know, so here's what you're saying. You're saying that God made a mistake. Now, some of you may say, well, no, we ain't saying that. Yes, you is. Because remember, the Bible just stay here, who created man? God is the creator. So when you're saying that actually I'm a woman trapping a man's body, you're saying that God made a mistake, hallelujah, to give you a man's body when he said for you to be a man. You get that? Now, these girls on the team, you playing against a transgender, you playing against a boy. Let's be straight up with it. Who calls himself want to be a girl. Now, we know that men's bodies and women's bodies are made differently, okay? Especially in dealing with certain stress loads and physical loads, okay? And this is not no put down, people. Please hear me on this, okay? Now, just imagine the strength and the size of a boy who wants to be a girl and going against girls on the basketball team. And the girl is trying to play defense on him and hold. And when he go backing up, you know, they got a move in basketball when they call it, say, you're powering in. That's when you're bouncing and you're kind of bagging up into the person, bagging up to the person. So you can kind of like, it's like bagging into him and you're so strong that you have pushed him back. I have seen grown men, you can see it in the NBA, that when they call, it's called posting up. That's when your back is to your guy that's defending you. When you get the ball, you bounce it, and actually, you're actually brushing your body into him, trying to push him back. Could you imagine, okay, just imagine, a so-called, a boy who wants to be a so-called girl on the basketball team, and the girl got to hold him. Her body is made different from his. His body is made stronger in physicality. You understand that? So, yeah, it will be unfair. It would not be fairness. And see, what is going on in the world today, they trying to extend abomination into everything. See, just like the thing I reported to you guys the other day about the young fella in Canada who said that they had a conversation in the classroom about boys going to women's, girls' washrooms. See, now, listen, people. God is not the author of confusion, but peace. This is nothing but pure confusion. Homosexuality, lesbianism, okay, transgenderism, all this, it is pure deconfusion. This is how you know the Lord Jesus is not in this thing. And now they want you to accept anything and everything into everything. You understand that? This is why all these debates about, well, shall a transgender boy who wants to be a girl be able to go into the girl's bathroom? And it's an argument about that. And people, as I was talking to someone today on my job on this subject, the other thing this stuff opened up, it opens up another type of deception. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, you got some guys that like to sneak peek and look at girls naked. So only thing the guy had to say is that, you know, I feel like I'm a girl trapping a boy's body. And I feel like I can go into the restrooms where the girl said use the restroom because I'm going to have a sex change and all that. You get what I'm saying? I hope you get what I'm saying. It's pure deception. Pure deception. The Lord made male and female. He made a body for the male and a body for the female. Hallelujah. God did it. The Lord is not a confused God. And for those of you Christians out there who's going, well, I don't see, you know, God loves everybody, and I don't see no harm, then you agree with them and say God is confused. That's what you're agreeing with. You're saying God is confused. Like when God said boy or man, God had made a mistake. God, oops, I wasn't intending to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read to you Jude chapter 3. Now, Jude chapter 3. I want to read to you Jude chapter, hallelujah, chapter 3. I mean, Jude chapter is only one chapter, but verse 3. Book of Jude, verse 3. Now, here it is. And I pray that you really hear this right here, okay? Look what the Word of God said in the book of Jude. That's the book next to Revelation. It's only one chapter, okay? Now, here it is. It says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly, now listen to this, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Contend for the faith, people. It don't mean talking about being rallied, but you got to stay in. Hallelujah. Edible hush. Glory. And I commend these girls for standing. I commend this group for standing. And they're suffering. They've been banned. And, you know, the Lord was letting me see that some of his own people is not going to properly carry out this scripture here. What do you mean, Brother Nate? They're not going to contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. What do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, I come to understand that some people that I even talk about on this subject, they even start saying, oh, man, that don't make no sense. They should, oh, man, a transgender. What's wrong with them folks like that? Some of them are the same people that when they come down to it is not going to stand. Do you hear me? I'm telling you. Because, see, what we're about to face, this stuff going on with our children and everything else, you're going to have to be rooted in Christ to survive it. And you got some, even some, you got some Christians who don't even care to be rooted in Christ. They think because, oh, I done came to the Lord, I'm good, I'm okay, the Lord loves me, and go on with my life and try to get as many cars and houses I can get and seek money and all that stuff. And they thinking that that's it. But, and then at the same time, some of them are some of the greatest talkers that you can come across. Man, I wouldn't do that. Man, I wouldn't let, oh, man, they better not come to my child like that. And you're going to find out some of them, the same ones that was talking it with you, you're going to look up and you and you say, hey, oh, so you letting your son participate in that such a thing? Well, yeah, you know, I just thought, you know, it ain't no harm. You know, I'm telling you, people, you don't believe me? Watch. Watch. See, reason why some people are doing this big time talking is because they're taking for granted the warnings that's coming to them. I'm not just from me, but from other believers. I told you, the Lord let me see that he had been sending true believers, even in this country, through this country, and been warning people of this stuff that come back. And many of them ignored it, including some professing Christians. Now, in this school, because they say, hey, that's not the fairness of the game. A transgender, we got to go up against a transgender, okay? You know, ain't no telling how big this boy is, how strong this boy. This boy might power and knock them down. They probably can't do nothing with him, okay? But it's the fairness of the game. That's another thing that's being tainted. And they said, that ain't right. But see, people that's for this transgender stuff, they want you to say right to everything. The homosexuals want you to say right to everything. The lesbians want you to say right to everything. Do y'all see what I'm saying here? They're promoting abomination, but they want you to agree to it. And know what, people? They're coming at us through our children. They're coming up through the see, in other words, they say, hey, we couldn't get them to straightway teach this stuff in their homes. Ah, I know what to do. Let's do it in the school system. Let's do it that way. Let's get that teaching up. And that's what they've been doing. Satan has been using man to come up with this confusion of a teaching, this abominable doctrine through the school system. And some parents, especially some Christian parents, is snoring. You are straight out sleep. Because some of you think, oh, well, this ain't going to be no issue. Okay, watch. What you going to do when they want your son play with girl stuff and put on a dress and oh, let's do a play. And we want to get little Johnny to dress like a girl, Marcy, and act like a girl. What are you going to do? Oh, no, it's just harmless. They just doing a play. See, this is, Lord help me. Y'all, as my brother Lee say, y'all pray for me. Now, this is something to say to give me. You know, people, well, let's put it, let's get more specific. Some who professing to believe God and some who are professing to be Christians, when it comes to standing, see, this is why the Lord let me know, see, this third verse here, contend for the faith that once was delivered for the saints. He let me know that there are some, even those his own people, is not going to execute or carry this verse out in their life. They're not going to do it. Oh, they're going to talk a game. In fact, they're talking a game to you now. But when it comes at straight at them, you're going to see a different story. Now, this Vermont school has been banned, get this, from future activities, people. Future activity. They planning this board, VPA board, whatever they call themselves, they planning to make an example out of them. And whether you understand or not, Christian, please hear me on this. If you don't agree to this homosexual transgender stuff, they're going to try to seek to make an example out of you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hallelujah. Lord help us. Keep the glory. Keep the Vermont kids in prayer. Yeah, I give it to these kids to stay. Man, they doing something that some grown-ups won't even do. Yeah, amen. I see the Lord really blessing some kids to come forth with a greater stance than their parents. Amen. I'm telling you. Okay, you don't believe it? Just sit back and watch. You're going to see some kids so strong in the faith that it's going to even put their parents to shame. You know, when I did that two or three days ago about a fella in Canada high school, Catholic high school, and as I said to you guys, when I saw the interview, when I read the articles, they said nothing about his parents. And I'm like, where's his parents at? Okay, where they at? The boy ain't even 18. Where is they? Where are the parents? Hallelujah. Glory. You're going to have some kids. I'm telling you, God is raising up. Whether you believe it or not, he's raising up a children ministry. Oh, yeah. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be some children that he's going to raise up. Like I said, they're going to put their parents to shame. Because the parents are going to see them and say, man, I should have been standing like this. Amen. So Satan has been out to manipulate the school system and bring it and causing this abominable teaching to come up through the school system. He already started the Big Bang Theory and all that going through and evolution and then trying to get our little kids about dealing with sex and all that. And we're going, what in the world is this? But that's all we see. What in the world is this? They are out. Satan is using them to try to taint our kids, people. And you know what? God has been warning us. Now this day is upon us, people. All my kids are grown. But guess what? I do have grandkids. My prayers for them. And I pray for their parents, too. I pray that their parents will be strong enough to stand for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Now, let me read this other article to you. And this article here is coming out of the UK, okay? What is it? England, the other country of England, okay? And this article is titled, and it's on sports.yahoo.com, and it's on another website, but here it says, parents pull a four-year-old, parents pull a four-year-old from church school now, for promoting gender identity lessons. Cruel deception. Wow. They pulled him from a church school. Now, let me read to you what this article says here, okay? Once again, it's titled, Parents Pull a Four-Year-Old from Church School. Church school now. Just like the young fella standing, and he's at supposed to have been at a Catholic school. This is also here from church school. It goes to say, Christian parents in the United Kingdom pulled their four-year-old son from the Church of England school after his head teacher allegedly promoted gender identity lessons. It's just a minefield, and children should not be subject to this agenda, Father Stephen Evans told Fox News Digital of the gender debate. Evans and his wife Joanne were among several parents who raised concerns when St. Mary's Prittwell, a primary school in Exeter, England, planned to teach young children from a book by Scott Stewart titled My Shadow is Pink, which they felt was inappropriate, according to their legal counsel at the London-based Christian Legal Center. The 2020 book, a recording of which is online, explores, now listen to this, the life of a boy who is uncomfortable with male stereotypes and wears dresses. Now, you ain't going to tell me that ain't coercive, but anyhow, it says, in the story marketed as suitable for children age 3. Now, this is suitable, man, for children age 3 and above, the boy's father tells him, your shadow is pink. I see now it's true. It's not just your shadow. It's your innermost you. Do you hear that? This is from a book now, and they have made it that it was suitable for children age 3. People, they go, listen, open, oh, Lord Jesus, open your eyes, people. They ain't just going for our teenagers. Age 3. Satan is literally trying to get them to implant this seed in our children as early as age 3 years old. And when they do this, if Johnny pick up a dress, you know what they're going to say? Oh, my goodness, Johnny, he wants to be a girl. Johnny, 3 years old. Okay? Johnny, 3 years old. Jesus. It goes on to say, the policy group Transgender Trend has criticized the book, claiming it promotes the notion that altering one's appearance by wearing clothes or changing hairstyles associated with the opposite sex can change one's gender. Telling young children that hairstyles and clothes would change their sex and that other children will then believe it is to be true is a cruel deception, playing as it does on a child's developmentally limited understanding of biology. The group said of the book, it is a cynical trick to use on children who are at an age when fantasy play is at its most intense. The same author has written a book titled My Shadow is Purple, which explores moving beyond the gender binary, according to the Daily Mail. The offended parents believe Stewart's book promotes gender confusion. Oh, yeah, I agree with them 100%. The school reportedly did not consult parents when it decided to use the book to mark the World Book Day earlier this month. And children were asked to dress up. Now listen to this. They was asked to dress up to reflect how they see their shadows and themselves. Now, okay. The children were also reportedly encouraged to explore the story's themes throughout the day. Now they did this without even consulting the parents. Listen, parents. You need to keep up with what's going on in the school system with your kids. Because what they're doing now, they're not asking your permission. They're not asking your permission. Can they talk to Susie about her inner self being a boy? You know, or coming with a book says, Susie feel like Johnny. People, I'm telling you, it is the gender confusion. It is the enemy. When it's confusion, it's the enemy. wasn't confused when he said boy, when he said girl. He wasn't confused. He didn't have a headache. He wasn't sick that day. He's the creator. If anybody should know what they're talking about, it's him, don't you think? Amen. They go on and say the school did not respond to Fox News Digital requests to comment. I imagine they wouldn't. Evans explained to Fox News Digital that children in the UK celebrate World Book Day each year in early March by dressing up as their favorite character from a book. But he believes St. Mary's Prittlewell used My Shadow is Pink as a stimulus to encourage gender confusion. And I agree with them. I agree with them. I agree with them. Because not only they promote confusion, they use wittiness and craftiness to promote it. I agree with the parents 100%. I don't know why they're trying to promote it, Evan said. I know. Anyhow, he said, I don't know who's lobbying whom. It's a bigger issue than I realized. We didn't realize how many parents had spoken up about this. We thought we were the only ones. He noted stories published in UK outlets about his situation have been inundated with supportive comments. Evan said his family is Baptist, but noted that other parents who are not Christians have expressed support for his stance based on their belief that such material is not age appropriate. In other words, you got non-Christians saying, hey, this ain't right. And see, here's a switcheroo. You got some Christians that want to stay quiet. They want to stay back in the corner. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read one more verse to you. I want to read this from the Word of the Lord here. This is 14th message. Excuse me. Jesus sent his angel. I want to give you the date on this, on this 14th message here. October 7, 1929. Now, I want to read verse 2. I want you to hear this. This second verse. It says, fear not because you are hated by some. Neither fear the words that they shall say. Now listen to that close. He said, fear not because you are hated by some. You think that those girls that are standing at Vermont is not being hated by some? Hallelujah. You think those parents that, and I commend these parents for standing for the faith, that want glory, that was once continued, you think they're not being hated by some? Neither fear the words that they shall say, for you must bear witness of the message, not only now, but you shall be called upon from time to time to bear witness of that which I have given you. The time is near at hand when you shall be called upon to bear witness, not only to the people of the Church of Christ, but you and your brethren must bear witness to the world of these things which I have told you. You know, the Bible contains the Word of God speaking to you as well. Listen, Christian, who claim to believe the Bible, do you not know you're going to have to bear witness of this Word? See, some of you want to take down. You know, when these school systems, they're coming up with this off-the-wall gender confusion stuff, and some of y'all want to be quiet and say, well, you know, God told us to love everybody and be at peace. So you think he means be at peace where you just accept them trying to inject confusion into your child. What that means is you're not doing your job that God has told you to do as a parent. And some of us, hallelujah, Christian parents, we're so wrapped up in other stuff, we don't try to keep up with what's going on with our children in the school. We don't try to keep up with it. And before you know it, Johnny is acting like a girl. Or Susie is acting like a boy. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And you wonder, where did this come from? What happened? I don't understand where it would come from. The seed, Satan, listen, people, is not a game. It's not a game. Satan is at work to get this gender confusion seed planted in our children. Hallelujah. Now, some of you parents say, well, what are we going to do? They got to go to school. You know, I want to say this to you. Our Lord is not dead, okay? He's not dead. Amen. Through the word of God and prayer, you will get an answer what to do. You may have to pull your kid out of that school, or maybe God will have you come against the forces of evil that is trying to promote and cause it to be stopped. But either way it go, God is not telling you to give in to it, people. And he's telling you to stay, okay? And it's just amazing to me how the in-the-corner-hiding Christians will be barking and talking about at the Christians who stand and say, this is wrong. You know, this is wrong. See, what I read here in the 14th message, see, God is talking about, not only is he talking about us bearing witness of this message he sent it to the angel messenger, but see, God has been sent, he got his word coming in the Bible. And whether you believe it or not, the Lord said, you're gonna have to bear witness not only to, see, you got people who comfortable as talking about God to other people in the church. But when it comes to people outside the church, they get squeaky, they get quiet. They get quiet like a mouse. They don't want to say nothing about God to the people outside the church, but the people in the church, oh, hallelujah, Jesus is the head of my life. Ain't nobody greater than him. Hallelujah. And fall out on the floor, get up, do a spin, fall out again. But when it comes to outside the building, or figuratively outside the church, the body of Christ, for them, and when it comes to them standing for the faith, they're quiet. They're quiet. Amen. And see, what many of you fail to understand, they want to get this stuff in the Christian homes as well. You think these people sitting up there saying, well, we know the Christians ain't going to go for it, so we're not going to bother them. Just let them do what they want to do. You think that's what they say? No. They looking to get this in every home, including the Christian, okay? Every home, people. Hallelujah. I commend the parents who went and got their four-year-old. I commend them. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to tell in these last days the talkers from the doers. And I can just, you know, sometimes I'll be talking with some people and they be, oh, man, that's just horrible. Man, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't let them do that to me. And sometimes God just be revealing me, so they're just talking, you know. And I have seen evidence, because sometimes when certain things come up, I look at them, they give in to it. Oh, well, okay, yeah, let's do it. You look at them like, are you kidding me? Man, about 5 minutes ago, you just tell me how you wouldn't do that and wouldn't let them do it, and now you just, and then if you confront them about it, they go, well, I just didn't see no harm. It don't bother me, because they know how I feel. Man, they don't know nothing, okay? Amen. So what are you going to do, parent, if it ain't happened already to the school that your child is going to? When they approach your child and having them reading books on how to explore your inner self where you're feeling pink, where your shadow is pink, what are you going to do? You going to sit up there and say, well, my child needed education, so I just turned the other way for it, and I ignore. Yeah, I know you're ignoring, because they ain't coming straight way at you. They coming at your child. And the Lord has assigned you an authority over your children. But see, we have let society cause many of us to just become weak parents. Society say, hey, let your child do what they want to. Let them feel love. So when you let them feel love, then that means you just let them do what they want to. Let the child run the house. That's what we let society tell us. And so that's why you got some parents, they done worked themselves down so they older than what they are. They look older than what they are. They do. Little Jimmy Holland, he want a Trans Am and he want a truck and he want a motorcycle, and they working two or three jobs trying to get him what he want, and he tears it up and come back and tells him, oh, it's tore up, it need to be fixed. Let me go get to the other vehicle. With that out of attitude, because now little Jimmy feel like he's entitled for all this stuff. Amen. People, I'm telling you, you better open your eyes. You better stop paying attention. You know, I have seen strongly in the past 8 to 10 years strongly, the least amount of attention that many parents are giving to their kids when they're going to school. They don't even try to keep up with, okay, what they doing? What they doing? You know, there's times where they'll say, parent-teacher conference. Some of them never go to none of them. Then when some kind of controversial subject come up, some of them go, oh, they're just them talking, man. Don't even worry about it. Just go on. And see, the child sitting up there like, Mama, Daddy, what do I do then when they approach me with it? Now you're leaving a child to be a grown-up to make a decision for himself. And I've been seeing that, woo, Lord. And it just, it, I'm going to tell you, it has gotten worse. It ain't got better. It has gotten worse. It got to a point now where you looking in the household, besides just you looking at them, you kind of trying to figure out who's the grown up and who's really the kid. Because I see the kids demand and tell their parents what they want. I want this and that. And they talk back to them like they on the streets or something. And the parents say, well, I can't. Well, listen, I'm doing the best I can. Okay, and I'm like, wait a minute now. Who's the parent? Who's the kid? Amen. And you got people looking at you funny eye. You take your switch and whoop your child. They look at you like they actually think you got a knife and you just cutting them up. That's how they act. It's using man to plant a seed of gender confusion into our children. That's what he's doing. And he's doing it through the school system. And as I read to you, even through these books, he's going down as early as age 3. Age 3, people. See, this is why God told us when our children is that age a little, you start, you know, slowly teaching them about the things of God. Because it's something about a child being that young where you can teach them more easily and they can grow up into that thing. When you wait till they 15 to 16, you're going to have a little bit more struggle teaching them some things. So Satan says, aha, oh, yeah, I can get this thing planted them even earlier because they are innocent when they 3 years old, okay? And you can just keep feeding them like that. Man, please. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, hallelujah. And see, that's what, because this debate about the transgender being in sports came up, what, a few years ago when they asked, I'm going to call him Bruce Jenner. I'm not calling him Kate. Okay, I'm calling him Bruce. That's what his name, that he's a man. And I know he got, well, I'm going to be Caitlyn. No, I ain't calling him Kate. Bruce Jenner that wants to be a woman. When he got up there, now, I got to admit, one time, I don't know if he changed, when they first came up with that subject about, well, should transgenders play over to, you know, I think they were talking about a transgender boy, a transgender who's a boy want to be a girl play over into girl sports. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, one time he was speaking against it, even though he himself at that time was calling himself Caitlyn Jenner like now. But now, I don't know, has he changed or switched on and say, hey, yeah, let them go over there and play. They, now, you understand that? Gender confusion, that seed is Satan is trying to plant into our children as early as 3 years old. But I commend those who are standing, okay? And when you have to stand for truth and you face backlash, here's the question that I ask you. And sometimes I got to ask myself, what are we worried about? I mean, if God has given you a word and you stand on that word and obey it and do what it says, and even though from doing that you face backlash, do we not think that God is going to take care of you because you stand, or do we think that he's going to leave you? That would be one low-down God to be sitting up there and tell you, say, do this, and you do it, and you face backlash, and then he deserts you. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't serve a low-down God. I serve, that's why he's called the true and living God, okay? You stand for his word, hey. God said, I'll take care of you. I got you. I got you. You stand for his word, he said, I got you. Amen. Pray for our children. Pray for the children of Vermont and the UK. Pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. But I commend those parents in the UK. I commend those kids standing. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of the Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. And Father, we just praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. And Father, I pray that everyone that was listening to the broadcast will be blessed by your broadcast, by this broadcast here, by the giving of your words. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.